The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
And we'd like to welcome you to another edition of Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. Streaming live on the web at linewsradio.com. This is Bob Vecchio thanking you for tuning in each and every week to hear about the amazing programs that our students are involved in our schools across Long Island. This week, our spotlight takes us back to the William Floyd School District, home of the Colonials, and we're going to be talking geometry and construction, or geometry in construction, and the value and the importance of the return of CTE, career tech educational programs that are teaching our students real life skills that will help them well beyond the walls of William Floyd and high schools across Long Island. We are joined by some students from William Floyd High School, as well as some advisors and teachers that teach geometry and construction. So, Mr. Buffalino, tell me what geometry and construction is and how it's different from some of the other program offerings at William Floyd, and pretty much take us through what the class is about.
Absolutely. So geometry and construction is common core geometry, but it's mixed with technology and carpentry projects that help to give us some real life applications to actual mathematics. Right. So what we really try to do with the class is we try to solve real life problems through projects, and you know, it allows the students to kind of apply that knowledge when they get outside of school and they encounter the problems in the real world.
Right, because you hear from students all the time, and I'm sure I said this as I was growing up, why do I need to learn this math? I'll never, ever, ever use this in real life. So give us some examples of an application in your classroom and how it relates to a construction project and how it relates to something that they'll hopefully remember years later when you're much older and, you know, I'm no longer on the board or whatever the case may be.
So something that immediately comes to mind is when we start talking about Pythagorean theorem and right triangles, we actually have the students, and these are ninth grade students, we have them lay out their own stair stringers. That's probably not something that they would really ever do, because that's kind of in-depth carpentry.
Yeah.
But they do it with ease, and they do it with geometry, and they see this application that they probably would have never seen before in something that they've walked up and down millions of times.
And they could go out and help build a deck afterwards, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, Mr. Vassallo, this is a unique program, geometry and construction. I disclose fully on this show all the time. I'm on the Board of Ed for William Floyd. I'm familiar with it, but it is the first time I've heard it in a school setting, and I haven't heard any other district. How did this idea come about?
Absolutely, Bob. We are the first ones to take this on in a regular high school setting. We actually went to Colorado to be trained and to see how they ran it out west. So, you know, it was our pleasure to go out there and try to implement that here on Long Island. And we have modified it to fit our district. It's been great so far. The sky's the limit for us. We can go outside. We can build all year round if we like. We can be in our classroom. We can get the kids out of their seats. It's real pleasure. We have also tried to move the program, you know, throughout, or have other districts and communities see what we're doing, to try to spread CTE all across the state and Long Island, as far as on the East Coast as well.
Yeah, and CTE is now the hot topic for so many years in public education. You heard about getting your diploma, higher education, going to college. You know, you get your bachelor's degree. Well, if that's not enough, you got to get your master's. Some would go on to the doctorate. And there is a serious and significant void in the trade unions, whether it be construction, engineering, electrical, you know, electricians, skilled master plumbers. That's something you don't hear about nowadays, is master plumbers. But, you know, it's something you learn very quickly when you're in need of one. So the emphasis is now coming back to CTE, but it's different than your father's carpentry program or shop program, as somebody might relate to it. Tell us about how CTE is coming back, but more importantly, how it's evolving for the real challenges that the building trades really need in today's setting.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There are businesses locally and even internationally that are starving for hands-on skilled workers. We're definitely developing that at the high school setting. As early as the ninth grade, students have tools in their hands. They have problems that they must solve. We don't give the answers in our class. We have them, you know, utilize their peers, and we answer them with questions back. And actually, we found out that many of our students are seeking local employment in summer times and to help them even further, you know, make some money or get some more experience in the community, which is great. They have these skills now coming out of the high school that gives them that employability that truly goes a long way for them, their families, and the rest of the community as well. We have business employees and owners that come to us that want to inquire about the students that we are training, and we are so proud of that.
Yeah, that's a huge bonus and marketing effort. And Mr. Buffalino, what has this program meant to you as it's grown and developed, and more importantly, where do you see it going?
Well, it's my baby. The hardest thing for myself, now I'm a mathematics teacher, and I had never in a million years thought that I would be teaching a geometry and construction course, because if you ask my younger brother, who's extremely hands-on and talented, he would be the first person to tell you, yeah, you don't want Mike building anything. But it's been extremely eye-opening for me working with Mr. Visalo and seeing the way that he tackles problems, and especially for the kids to be able to see that unfold right in front of them. We'll both solve the same problem but completely differently, and so that kind of allows the students to see that that's okay. That's okay if you think with your right side of your brain, the left side of your brain. But mathematically, math-wise, this course is probably on the same level as honors geometry at William Floyd. So the questions that the students work on use real-life numbers. So the numbers are either really, really small, decimals, fractions, or they're really, really large. We're talking about large-scale, you know, actual buildings, pyramids, right, skyscrapers, that type of thing. And when you apply those types of numbers to math problems, your mathematical laws, they confuse you, and you don't think that they still apply, but they do. So those are, it sounds like I'm kind of cheapening it, but being able to work through problems with either very large or very small values is going to help them when they get into the Algebra 2 level, they get into pre-calculus,
right,
and go even further.
Let me ask you this, because in math class, rigor is always an issue, right? And keeping the attention and the energy level.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not social studies where, depending on the topic, everybody gets excited and
right,
or, you know, whatever other course or elective class that students are automatically vested in. Has this program helped with that rigor and getting that, I always like to say, getting the kids hooked?
Yeah, I like to say that Mr. Visalo is the cheese, and I'm the broccoli, right? So,
sure how to take that. But,
what kid loves to just eat a bowl full of broccoli? Probably none of them, right? But when you throw
cheese
some cheese in it, now we're talking.
All right.
So that allows the kids to get hooked, and they really take an interest in their own learning. That's
right.
Awesome.
They love to, also, when Mike's asking them a question about math, you know, we'll go ahead and we'll relate it directly to construction. So they're never asking, why do I need to learn this? So now everything makes sense to them, whether we're talking about roof slopes or like Mr. Buffalino said, with a stair stringer. They understand why we're working this formula and why we're working these numbers.
Listen, and if you could get the skill set to build a set of stairs, I mean, that is not an easy thing to do, even for people that are skilled and experienced. I've seen carpenters go through a couple stringers and throw them to the side to get them right. So that's pretty good. And, you know, speaking as the cheese of the program, as Mr.
Right.
Buffalino just referred to you, and now that'll be forever your nickname, the cheesehead. But what are some of the other unanticipated benefits that you've seen?
So we do go through a section where we actually put students through a job interview process. Like you said earlier, you know, you want the front of the house and the back of the house to perform. So now students through this interview process, they're going through this type of process, professional process, through interviewing, and it kind of gets them ready to tackle any job out there, not just a construction job, and which is great for us.
Yeah, and listen, and if you can't sell yourself, how are you going to get a job, right? A job interview is all about selling yourself. When we come back from the break, we're going to be speaking with some of the students that are involved in the program that we've heard from the math teacher, who's the broccoli, and the advisor and the brainchild of the whole program there, who's the cheese, broccoli and cheese. We're gonna use that at a future board meeting. But we're going to talk to the students when we come back. You're listening to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. Catch us out on the web at linewsradio.com. We'll be right back after this.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
And we'd like to welcome you back to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. Catch us out on the web at linewsradio.com. Check out our Facebook page, Spotlight on Long Island Schools. That's your place to go. Suggest a program, club, or activity that your kids may be involved in. And your school may be the next one right here in our spotlight. We are continuing our conversation with the William Floyd School District and their geometry and construction program. It's actually a math program that teaches kids math skills and combining some of the skills that are used in everyday construction. And it's all part and parcel of the overall CTE program at William Floyd High School. And we were talking about the importance of CTE before the break, and we were talking about the importance, Mr. Vassallo, of interview skills and how important that is. And listen, in the private sector, I've interviewed hundreds of people, and that is a skill set that is so critically important, because you know what? It's when you go to an interview, the employer is taking a risk, because it's a huge investment that an employer will make on a new employee. And if you can't sell yourself from the rest of the batch that are coming down to interview, and with unemployment numbers at record lows, there's huge competition, huge demand. So I think that's a very important thing to make sure that you continue to teach the kids. So what are some of the things or the feedback that you get from the kids with that interviewing portion of your teaching?
Yeah, sure, Bob. Some of the kids, they come into it extremely nervous and scared, even though it's with me, their teacher, one-on-one. You know, we have them dress up in suit and tie. We go through the whole nine with them. We teach them eye contact is very important, how they present themselves. We also give them time slots during our class, so they have to show up for the interview on time, which is outside our door. I'm sitting there waiting. If they're late, they lose a mark. And things like that, they learn right off the bat here at a very young age in the ninth grade. And it goes a long way for them. I believe it helps them become confident within whatever next interview they might be, you know, going to as they get older. The kids might be able to tell you more about how it's helped them.
Right.
And it's I believe it's very beneficial.
Huge. It's a huge piece that some people often overlook. So we're going to speak with the students that are involved with the program, and I'm going to go ladies first. Zoe, welcome to Spotlight on Long Island Schools.
Thank you.
All right. So you are a high school freshman. So last year you were in middle school, right?
Yes, sir.
So tell me how you heard about geometry and construction, and what made you want to pick that course?
Well, one day there was an assembly. As usual, we're all excited because assembly, we don't get to go to class.
Exactly right. Yeah, kills part of the day.
And we went, and these two people, they were talking about this class. They said, oh, it's...
Was it the broccoli and cheese guys talking about the class?
I don't think so.
Oh, it was. Yeah, they were raising their hands. So broccoli and cheese were talking about this class, geometry and construction. We knew we were going to work into broccoli and cheese reference again. Go ahead.
Yeah, they were saying that, like, the class was a little bit more, like, hands-on because of, like, construction.
Right.
And, like, how it combines real-world, like, need for math. And I thought, oh, this looks really interesting, because me, I always love to push myself further, try challenges, you know, try advanced stuff. And this seemed like a very advanced class to me.
All right. So what was your expectation of the class like? What did you envision before stepping foot in the classroom day one? What did you think it was going to be like?
I felt like it was going to be more difficult than a regular math class.
Okay.
I thought like, oh, this must be like 10 times more worse than math.
Right.
It's going to be like really hard.
And you're finding that you're learning it with ease.
Yes.
And what's been a pleasant surprise for you compared to your expectation?
That
it's not as hard.
Exactly. It is not as very hard. And the fact that I get to work with friends more often than not is great, because sometimes some math classes, they don't really
interact too much.
Yeah.
It's like head buried in the book and you're doing your calculations and keeping very much to yourself.
Yeah, like with the construction, we can interact with friends and, you know, like we can't just, you know, sit there.
Right. So you're very early on into the to the class now. Have you built anything or started to work on any projects? Give me some of the examples of either something that you started to work on or you're about to work on.
We have not started working on anything yet.
Okay.
But, you know, we did like a little group project. Like we made a
bunch of slackers. We're only 4 weeks into school and they haven't had you start anything. Well, that's why he's broccoli, but go ahead.
Yeah, like it was a little group project, you know. We had to each, and with our partners, we had to build a little tower out of two pieces of paper.
Right.
And it was very fun.
All right. So now, as a ninth grader, and this may be like stretching it a little bit, what is your long-term goals or long-term plans as far as what you'd like to be and what you'd like to do?
Well, I am going to grow up to be a teacher.
Great.
That's my definite sight.
Okay. And are you going to be elementary or secondary teacher? What's your preference?
Elementary, mostly.
Okay. How do you see this program helping you so far? Do you see any benefits to being enrolled in this for that long-term goal?
Well, I feel like it'll help. Because, like, it's sort of an advanced class. And, like, I'll be able to teach other kids. Well, they're little, so.
Right.
I'll be able to show them early on that math is not that crazy.
So it might give you different ways to teach than, say, you know, a little bit out of the box thinking, right? You know, geometry and construction to show kids how to do math equations in a fun way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any homework with this class?
Yes.
A lot of homework?
Sort of.
Okay, what's some of the homework? Give me a typical assignment that you'll have to work on.
Well, for math day, when we do geometry,
right.
We usually get 11 questions out of this big packet.
Right.
165 question packet.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's why he's broccoli. The cheese guy gives you the construction projects, right?
Yeah.
The fun stuff.
And recently with construction,
right.
We have had to finish this packet on perspective, like drawing out different pictures.
And what type of pictures have you been drawing?
Like in the packet, it was mostly like teaching us how to draw, like, you know, like shapes, letters.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, we had to draw our own city.
Wow.
Like with big buildings and stuff.
Okay.
I thought that was really fun.
Wow. Very cool. So almost like a little city planning design type of thing. Very cool. And my last question for you for now, and we're going to get back to you as well, is the makeup of the class, right? Is it heavily boys? Is it a good mix? Is it, you know, how many females are in the class? You know, what's the makeup of the class? Because, you know, geometry and construction, I'm just trying to think if it, like, you know, most, is it gender specific or not? Or is it pretty evenly matched?
It's mostly pretty evenly matched.
Good.
You know? Like, it's not too heavy on boys or too heavy on girls.
Good. All right. And now, coming out of middle school, so this is your first year in high school, have you made some new friends in this class because you guys are working together?
Of course.
Yeah. And what do you like best about the class so far?
I like that, you know, the teachers are really nice, A.
It's always a big plus.
Like, we get to work with friends before. And C, that we get to have a real use of the stuff that we're learning.
Great. David, you're a high school senior.
Yes, sir, I am.
All right. So you kind of have worked your way through the different programs and different hallways down at William Floyd High School. And for those that aren't familiar, it's a huge campus. There's almost about 2,800 kids in the high school. It rivals a small college, really. Talk to me about geometry and construction and what it meant to you.
Well, geometry and construction as a class, it was very appealing to me in my ninth grade year because I've always been one to work with my hands. I'm a very hands-on person. And the fact that I could take the math concepts I learned in class and give them a real-world application, it definitely allowed me to have it better stick.
Right.
So I could definitely apply those problem-solving concepts that we learned in the math class to the construction class, and I've been able to use those problem-solving skills in other classes that I've
taken
in past years.
In a very tactical way, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So what are some of the projects that you've been involved in?
Well, in just the class or another?
Just the class for now.
In just the class, there was a few projects that we worked on. One of those was a birdhouse project that we did.
Okay.
We would take a birdhouse design and draw it out on paper, and then we would actually figure out how to create it. And then once we go from there, we cut up the wood and assemble it, paint it, and students get to take it home. Another project we worked on was the cornhole boards.
I just found out about this at this show, too, and I'm going to make sure I get my customized William Floyd cornhole board. Yeah, cornhole. Yeah, I'm into it.
We'll hook you up.
Those boards are such a big hit with the community. Most of the students ended up taking them home.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, listen, I'm going to pay for it. I don't want to get in trouble on the air here, but I could imagine the William Floyd Colonial cornhole boards are probably a big item for people. That big WF logo, and you're sitting in the backyard and you're competing against the rest. When we come back from this episode, because we're going to continue with episode number 2 next week, we're going to continue our conversation with these students and geometry and construction. This is Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio.